It's time for the podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane Hamill. Welcome to this episode. Today, it's going to be quick and dirty because I want to tell you what happened this week with an entrepreneur that I'm working with, and how she went from just being in her head planning to actually doing something and getting 3 sales that she had no idea she could get, all right? So it doesn't matter what stage you're in your business. I think we all can relate to the idea that it's a little more fun and more comfortable to plan the next collection and work on the colors and work on the product you're making rather than getting out and risking rejection by trying to sell stuff, right? This is not an uncommon situation for creative people. So here's what happened. I meet with her on Tuesday and we sit down and she starts with, I'm very excited. My site is up. This is her first-ish season, but her you know, good site is up now. Her products are up there. You can buy. And she's all psyched. I said, great, good for you. And she said, what I want to focus today on in the meeting is looking at the next collection and planning it out, and I could use some help. So we start with that. And she's showing me the colors and she's got swatches all over and we're having a great time. And about 5 minutes into it, I'm like, hold on a second. You know, there's still 14 or 10, 11, 12 days before Christmas, you have stock, right? You have inventory? She said, yes. And your site works? Yes. And does it look good? She said, yes. I go, all right. I took a look at the site. I was like, it looks great. The pictures are great. Everything's great. So why aren't you trying to sell before Christmas? And she said, well, I did get a sale. You know, she sold at some shows. So she's getting a little sales here and there, but mostly to friends and family, which is typical. You know, that's how we all start. You start with friends and family, and then sometimes, you know, a lot of us do. And then you just get more friends and family, including, like, they used to be strangers, but you've been marketing to them, so now they're considered your sort of friends. So she says, yeah, but I can't push any harder to my friends and family because, you know, my family members are all up in Facebook and they're putting up all this great stuff about me all the time. And it's getting a little embarrassing. You know, my parents are going a little nuts here. And, you know, everyone on my list is like a cousin or a friend and family, and I can't push anymore. I said, okay, well, do you think that they know that you're ready to sell, that your products are up on your site? And she said, well, I mean, I would assume because, you know, my parents keep talking about it. You can't really get away from it on Facebook. They're pretty proud. And I said, all right, but have you emailed them? Have you let them know what's going on? Because I didn't realize your site was live and I work with you, right? And she says, well, no, but I don't want to push too hard. All right, can you hear yourself in this conversation, guys? Have you ever said this to yourself? I don't want to bug them because they're getting too much on Facebook. How do you even know they're seeing your Facebook posts? Have you seen the reach on Facebook lately, even for your personal profile? Like, just because you're pushing on one platform doesn't mean that your people have seen it or registered it, okay? So I said, well, would you consider sending out an email, very short and sweet, just saying, hey, guess what? My stuff is up. If you're a last minute shopper like I am, you know, you can still get something for Christmas. Click here, here's free shipping and love ya. You know, really simple, just a direct offer. She's like, I don't want to bug them, blah, blah, blah. But she did it, all right? So she did it. She got out of her comfort zone of planning the new collection where she feels excited to spend her day to kind of pushing herself towards taking direct action to get a sale. So she sends out the email that same day. I said, as soon as you send it to me. You know, I wanted to keep her accountable. She did. And the email is super simple. And it just says, you know, holiday collection, haven't done your shopping yet. Me neither. Let us help you out. You get free shipping and it'll ship right away. You'll get it for Christmas time. Best wishes. And she signs her name. And then the genius of it is she did keep it simple and she put 3 pictures of 3 products that are great gift items with buy now. Okay. So she didn't just say, go to my site and buy. It's in the email, which is even better, right? You don't have to do that, but I always suggest, you know, choosing 1 item to push in the email. She chose 3, which is fine. Clicked that option to buy now. And she sold 3 pieces. All right. So to the people who she didn't want to bother, 3 of them were like, yeah, I need this. Thanks. Thank God I'm done with my shopping now. She actually is helping them out. Do you see that? Do you see that your sales and marketing effort is actually in some ways a service to people, right? They want to support her. They want to support local designers or not, you know, whatever, but they need something for Christmas. So you're filling their need. And it's a person that you can trust to fill the order and get it on time. So in fact, she's helping herself out by getting sales, but she's helping them out by crossing somebody off their Christmas list. So I really want you to see that mental shift, okay? You're comfortable in your zone. Get out of that zone, girl, and go ahead and try to sell something. And try to sell something with the same spirit that this client of mine had, which is, yeah, I guess actually if you haven't done your shopping yet, this might make it easy for you, all right? Bam, so planning versus doing. Planning is important, there's a time for planning, but I think a lot of us, especially creative people or people who are, you know, tend towards perfectionism, we like to spend a lot of time planning. And getting out of your comfort zone and doing is where you get the money to pay the rent. So get down on it. I hope this has inspired you. If you're not getting these emails and podcasts in your inbox, head on over to fashionbrainacademy.com, sign up for updates. And if you are someone who's selling online and you want to learn how to sell more and take action like this client of mine did, you know, she has a small business, it's new. So when you get 3 sales in one day, that's a big deal. If you're in a different position, you're selling a lot and you want 30 more sales, 300 more sales, it's the same. It's just as important to you. I get it. So in I'm not sure exactly when you'll be listening to this, but I have a course, Sell More Products Online, and it's really all about getting more sales, getting a marketing system together, a plan that you can actually implement, because I know you're so busy and you want to be in your studio and you want to be creating products, but you have to be marketing at the same time. And so I've been there. I've been you. I owned a line for 14 years. I've had a store where it's like, oh my God, the list of things to do, it's insane. And if you don't put marketing top on that list, you're not going to get the sales and you're not going to be able to have your creative business, right? So if you're already up and running and you're already selling, then this is for you. I'll stick the link in the show notes back at fashionbrainacademy.com. If you go there to the blog and just Google up planning versus doing, you'll find it there, okay? Or just head over and look for the courses page for Sell More Products Online. Get on the early bird list if it's not open yet. Because I'm going to be running it as an interactive experience online where you'll get access to me and questions and stuff, okay? All right, guys, have an awesome day. Let me know, thumbs up, thumbs down. How'd you like the podcast? Was it useful? Is this helpful? Do you like this short, down and dirty style? You prefer the longer interviews? Whatever you got to say, I love hearing from you. I do this so I can hear back from you. That's the best part. Have a great day. Take care.